So it is Sunday, and that's God's day of rest, and we're invited to relax and join him in celebrating his creation. We need a rest too, because we're all very busy being creative. Some people insist on thinking that they're not creative. They get wound up about it. But for instance, sometime today, quite a lot of us will create a meal. It won't necessarily be a Sunday roast. It might be a salad, sandwich, sausage and chips. We might create the running order for a takeaway. And then again, some of us create beautiful gardens, but some of us just stand pot plants on the window ledge. But we admire the flowers. And I'm sure in the room there's a sprinkling of artists. I can see some, actually, and musicians. So we're not all into interior design. But what we can create and often do is a really warm, homely atmosphere. And so one way or another, we all create, which is obviously necessary because we're made in the image of God, our creator. When we create, say, a cup of tea for someone, we think, well, what do they enjoy? Do they like tea weak or builders or just about right? What about milk, sugar, decaf, green? We want them to enjoy it. That's the big thing. We want it to be what's just right for them. And the amazing thing about that is our role model, all-powerful God, the creator of the universe, he decided to lovingly create us in his own image. That's us, just as we are. So then, when he created the world for us to live in, he knew exactly what we'd like, because it's what he likes. And as we heard, he did all the work in six stages. And as each stage was complete, he looked it over and he saw that it was good. It was tailor-made, it was bespoke, it wasn't off the peg. It was designed by God specifically for us. And then, having set out the lovely place ready for us, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, fill the earth, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and every living creature. I give you every plant and tree, and to everything that has the breath of life in it, I give all the green plants for food." He literally did think of everything, and he knows us inside out. He made this beautiful earth to our liking, and he gave it to us wholeheartedly with love, because God never ever stints. The whole setup was ours for the taking, and it was the best. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on the seventh day, he rested from all the work of creating that he'd done. So God had done all the work, and the results were ours to enjoy, with just one exception. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There was just that one little rule, and Adam and Eve opted to break it. And the knock-on effect is the mess that things are in today. You might say, well, typical. Humans decide they know best, but we're wrong. And the result has been a series of disasters. So then about 3,500 years ago, having rescued his beloved people for the umpteenth time, God provided his followers with some rules to live by. The Ten Commandments. They're mostly quite brief. Don't murder. Don't put other gods before me. Don't steal. The longest, though, is the one we just heard. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Then it goes on to really spell out how we do that. Having worked hard making the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, on the seventh day God rested. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy. God You could say, bless the resting time when he had the work done by just knocking off and taking a break. That was his privilege. Everything is his. His heavens, his creation, his us. And he also made the raw material for everything we've ever seen, touched, eaten, or enjoyed. And he saw that it was good. So he decided to have a rest and appreciate it. And we could also almost say, that's exactly what I like to do. God's just like us, really, isn't he? Except, of course, that we're made in God's image, so that's the other way round. At our very best, we're trying to be like God. So obviously God's the boss, but he seems to be the kind of boss who shares the profits with the staff and makes sure that the perks are fairly distributed. Because if you see, God is really aware of all the dodges. We mustn't take a break for ourselves by imposing on other people or even on animals. The seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it, you shall not do any work, nor shall your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gate. There's no way out. Every living thing is entitled to enjoy a rest. And so, of course, we should gather and celebrate being created by such an amazingly considerate, loving Father in heaven. If God just wanted someone to micromanage the world, he could have created a bunch of drugged-up slaves or compliant robots, and they'd do exactly as they were told. And in that case, that might have been what he created as us. But he didn't. He chooses to love us. And then, of course, as we're made in his image, we naturally want to give love back to him and to each other. And for that love to have any value, we must have free will, which explains the whole Adam and Eve fiasco. They had it and they blew it. However, we do have this wonderful creator. He knows exactly what we need and he wrote it into the rules. Because we naturally celebrate good things, birthdays, anniversaries, exam results. So by comparison with those, on a scale of say 1 to 10, how important is a regular and compulsory day off work, even now? How important was it 100 years ago? How important is it still in an awful lot of places, far too many? God, who created everything, whose one rule was ignored, still loved us so much that he provided the Sabbath day so that we can rest and enjoy his creation and his company. And so, of course, we've gathered here to celebrate. What else would we do? But then, inevitably, being us, we complicate things. We forget that God's rules are never intended to trap us. They free us. God knows that. Sabbath or not, small children, people who are ill, they need care. Cows need milking. Fires need putting out. But that's always been the way. People work shifts. We all need a rest. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same rest. God also knew that the only way to sort us out, because we just get things wrong, was to do it himself. So he became human, just like us. Except, of course, that the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, really did keep all 10 of his own laws, explaining that it's easy once love writes them on our hearts. So Jesus really brought common sense into the picture. He taught us what God meant, not what humans selected to enforce. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell us that one Sabbath, Jesus and his followers were strolling through a cornfield. They were picking ears of corn and eating them. And the Pharisees demanded to know why they were breaking the law by working. Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." So then the Pharisees started watching for chances to trip Jesus up. And then when, on a Sabbath, he approached a man with a shriveled hand, they watched him really closely. And Jesus asked them, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they remained silent. And he looked round at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they could kill Jesus. Presumably they didn't think that was against God's law. In Matthew's account of this, Jesus asked the Pharisees, if one of you had a sheep that fell into a pit on the Sabbath, wouldn't you take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And Matthew also tells us that Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Over and over, he encouraged his followers to rest and to pray, which Jesus seemed to see as almost interchangeable. And perhaps if we're doing them right, they are. So, we're here on Sunday to relax and celebrate our God, who created us a beautiful world, containing everything we need. He forgives us when we mess things up, and he lived as one of us to show us how things should be done, including resting, which he's actually made compulsory.